2A. Listening.
Do you find it easier to understand native or non-native speakers of English?
It depends what you mean. As far as pronunciation goes, it's a lot easier to understand native speakers with a standard accent like BBC English or General American. And for me, some of the regional dialects are quite easy to understand as well. Other dialects are a lot harder to decipher, like Scots or Geordie or New Zealand are really hard to understand. As far as content is concerned, it's a lot easier to understand non-native speakers because they don't use idiomatic expressions or obscure cultural references. They don't use regional slang. They also use the Latin verb instead of a phrasal verb, for example, like continue rather than carry on, which is less easy to confuse. And the other thing about non-native speakers is that they are a lot more direct. When they speak in English, they say what they mean. There are no allusions and metaphors and references to other things.
How do you feel about having your English corrected?
I don't mind. I'm sometimes annoyed with myself for making a recurring mistake again, like mixing up he and she. And I find it a bit weird when a non-native speaker who's less fluent than me corrects my English. And I also think that non-native speakers, good non-native speakers, are often better at spelling than native speakers, because we learn words with their spelling, whereas native speakers learn the word first and learn the spelling years later. And just recently, an English friend of mine corrected my spelling of accommodation, which I spelled with double C and double M, and he insisted that it was spelled with a single M. And in fact, I was right.
Do you have any funny or embarrassing stories related to misunderstanding someone?
Hungarians aren't generally interested in bird watching, and most Hungarians I know can't tell one bird from another. And recently a friend of mine told me about seeing some kites over the fields near their house the previous weekend. And I said that flying kites is really popular in Budapest too, meaning that people go into the hills at the weekend to fly their homemade paper kites. It never occurred to me for a second that she may be talking about a bird. I don't think a Hungarian would ever tell someone else about seeing some birds several days before.
Is there anything you still find difficult about English?
Not really. I've been learning English for 26 years. If I had to say anything, I would say counting numbers. If I have to count anything, I have to switch back to Hungarian, even if the person I'm speaking to will need the English some.
Do you find it easier to understand native or non-native speakers of English?
Well, it all depends where they come from. I suppose it's more or less the same. Some non-natives are more difficult than others if you're not used to the accent. For instance, I used to find some Japanese and Chinese speakers difficult to understand. But then, because of work, I went to the Far East lots of times, and then it became okay. Natives, again, it all depends. I was taught RP, and one assumes that everybody speaks that. And of course, I had friends from lots of parts of Britain who did not speak RP. In fact, it is a pretty rare thing these days. So we have a good friend from Glasgow, and it was always embarrassing for me because I could not understand most of what he was saying. I still don't.
How do you feel about having your English corrected?
I don't mind. My children used to love correcting me. They still say I speak very funny English. But usually, adults in this country do not correct you. I would like to be corrected.
Do you have any funny or embarrassing stories related to misunderstanding someone?
Yes, misunderstanding and being misunderstood. Several. Some I don't think I would like to tell you about, but I'll tell you one. I was a student at the University of Michigan in the United States, and my phonetics professor was very handsome, and therefore I did extremely well. Not in all subjects, but it was worth studying that one. But I remember my first tutorial when he said, "See you later," And I thought, interesting, where? And in class, he'd said, I'd asked a question, and he'd said, interesting question. So I thought, great, he thinks I'm clever, and maybe he thinks I'm interesting to meet somewhere else. But I couldn't understand how I was going to find out where or when. I luckily didn't ask. It would have been very embarrassing.
Is there anything you still find difficult about English?
Yes, I think that there are things that have especially to do with cultural aspects. I used to find when my children were little that I didn't know the same nursery rhymes that you know here. I didn't know the actions. And I still don't know lots of things. I don't know, to give an example, say I had learned American English, but I still didn't know who the Simpsons were.